What about us? Believing to the end of next year, maybe? Don't have to get to the end of Revelation. By faith, Sarah herself also received strength to conceive. Say, receive strength. Now, regardless of your age, receive strength. Faith gives you strength. Amen. I know Henry is not here, but when he was not well and he was undergoing chemo, he believed he was healed because the blood count and all that kind of stuff was responding and he was very, very positive. But because of the chemo treatment, it really affected him physically. So his prayer request was, I'm healed. So spare the time, not only to pray for healing, I'm healed. Pray for strength. Pray for strength. Pray for strength. To just withstand. Because he says, they're firing poison into my body. But the you know, whatever number of courses it has to go through, pray for strength. Because otherwise this poison will kill me. The cancer doesn't kill me, this poison will kill me. Amen. Pray for strength. Sarah believed and received strength. Strength for to do what the natural body could not do. Amen. Now, I don't know what may be affecting you. Whatever is affecting you, to have the strength for your body to do what it naturally cannot do, have faith. Find the scriptures. Find something to hold on to. Go to Him who is. Not the He who may be. He is. Amen. Believing Him. He rewards. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. So that we're not just sitting there, waiting for time to happen. No. What's the point of saying that your youth is renewed like the eels? Amen. There's no belief in it. It's just words. It just flies. Has no benefit. No, it must have a benefit. If we call it, it must give us a benefit. It is the Word of God. Therefore, it can be believed. There is substance in there. Amen. For it to come into being. She received strength to conceive seed. Bore a child, past her age. Why? Because she judged Him faithful who had promised. Find the scriptures for you. He is faithful. If He has promised, He has promised. If your situation doesn't have a promise, well, let us have a look. Maybe you're missing some pages. Every situation has a promise. He died, He shed His blood once and for all. By His stripes we are all healed. Amen. Sometimes we say it so often, maybe we cheapen it. It has to come with seriousness. Especially if we do have a need. Because you know what? Minor birds can do the same. Parrots can do the same. It sounds really crude. Huh? Do parrots get miracles? Parrots can quote a verse. They can speak after you exactly the same. Huh? But we're not parrots, right? No. We're not parrots. We speak the word and we believe. And from the one man and him who is good as dead were born as many as the skies, as stars of the sky in multitude, innumerable. Hallelujah. For next year, I'll close. For next year, because we've come of age. Amen. We're sending our worship team deliberately, the BM and the in English. Deliberately. Let me explain a few things. I've got a few minutes here. BM Grace is unique in the sense that multilingual congregations evolve over a period of time under one leadership. The standard pattern in BM is when you have a multilingual congregation, they divide up so that language becomes an independent church. They can share the same premise, but there's a separate leadership. So ours is very, very rare in that the multilingual congregation shares one common leadership. Amen. So there is a mark. There's a mark that we are different. I didn't mark it. It happens to be like this. But I recognize it as a mark. Amen. Hence, I think Psalm 133 has a special significance. How good it is when brethren dwell in unity. In other words, this is not a common thing. But if we can make it work, and be humble, to yield to the Spirit of God and allow it to work, I believe there is a level of anointing and blessing that is unique for us. Amen. Hallelujah. It will be unique. And so, the BM group is making adjustments. The leaders understand it, but as we go now, different people will have to understand it. And our people here also have to understand it. To try and accommodate, try and understand that there is one Lord, one God, one Spirit. Now listen to this. On Wednesday night, in a prayer meeting, I was invited to pray. It's not my schedule. It's not my turn, okay? Our turn was just to do praise and worship. But many of us were present. Elder Harry said, Thomas, can you come and pray? So I thought, oh, okay. You know, so I went up. And I prayed. And I felt an anointing come, and there was a lift. The meeting lifted. Because, who was it? Pastor Ora came to me. He says, Elder Thomas, in BM, but, you know, I'll speak in English. What he meant was, have you ever, or how often is it when you come to the end of a prayer meeting and everybody claps? I said, I didn't think about that. He said, something happened. At the end of your prayer, everybody clapped. There was a lift. And I find myself realizing this. You know, we've been praying for our nation. Amen? Multiracial, multicultural nation. Multi-ethnic, multi-religious nation. Sarawak, many tongues, many tribes. I think the SIB, or just a church, forget about SIB, the church in general, and certainly SIB will qualify. We have just about every tongue at every tribe. Amen? Within SIB. The natives, the Chinese, the mix, the Indians, they are there within SIB. Other denominations, I'm sure they have fair representation. Then I thought, we can shoot down the accusation from the evil one. The enemy in the atmosphere puts in this accusation that there's nothing you can do about it. That is the way it's going. Malaysians, there's nothing you can do about it. Srakians, there's nothing you can do about it. So I said, God, you can. You brought us together under one blood, the blood of Jesus Christ. And so we stand upon that testimony and we declare to the heavenly places, yes, it can be done. It can be done. There can be liberty in this country with the presence of God, with justice. In Jesus' name, it can be done because it is our testimony. By the blood of Jesus, it is our testimony. We are witnesses of His goodness. We see Him bring multi-racial people, multicultural people of all ages coming together, able to live, prosper as one under the authority of Jesus Christ, under His Lordship. We are witnesses. And so in the court of heaven, we are praying, pray that way. And silence the accusation. Amen. In Jesus' name. It is done. It is done. Our God can do it. In Jesus' name. But we must declare it. We've come of age and we declare it. Amen. We take hold of the realm of the Spirit. Amen. That my God speak the truth and every man be found a liar. In Jesus' name. Amen. Let us rise. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. By faith, we understand. By faith, we offer better sacrifices. By faith, we know how to approach Him, how to please Him, and get His rewards, including the promise of a rapture. By faith, we have received warning, though we have not seen, there's a judgment to come. Amen. By faith, we know there is an ark. There is salvation in His name. And so by faith, we can also persuade others to come. Otherwise, they themselves are judged because they have not believed in the name of the Son of God. Amen. By faith, we travel with Him. By faith, we live in this land, knowing that there is a better land, heaven. By faith, we know that when we die, our spirit man will be with Him. But while we are here, we walk by faith, not by sight. Amen. And by faith we know that in Christ all things are possible. Amen. Hallelujah. God bless BM Grace. In Jesus' name. Amen.